is Lubbock First News in the house. We got some guys from the Cotton Board, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. We've got Brad Robb, and from here in Lubbock, Texas, our very own Bob Stanley. Let me tell you something. Before we go into this, we got to get one thing straight here. There ain't no polyester in these guys' wardrobe.
No.
No, these jockey shorts are all cotton, man.
Now, for our listeners, they are wearing more than jockey shorts.
and we can't see them either. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying
that. Yeah, I just thought, you know, theater of the mind and all.
However, if you'll come by our booth, you will see our mannequin wearing boxer shorts. Oh. But they are 100% cotton with the seal of cotton on them.
You know, this conversation was going south, I think. You know, Mary Jane Berkeley helped us set all these interviews up this week, which we appreciate you, Mary Jane, but I know that you're now disassociating yourself. Okay, the Jenner's Convention is starting today, and the Cotton Board is going to be there, but you guys have a denim project, and it's also known by several different names and several different community groups and things like, I know the people at Texas Tech, a student group was involved last year and whatnot. Tell us what you're doing with this. This is fascinating stuff.
Well, it's called Blue Jeans Go Green. It started out as cotton from blue to green.
If you just grab that mic and
okay.
just
there
get
you go.
Real
a little closer.
To,
okay.
Yeah, there you go.
It's called Blue Jeans Go Green. It used to be called Cotton from Blue to Green, but they changed the name. And it's become a call to action for consumers and businesses and colleges to bring in their denim for recycling, and we turn it into ultra-touch insulation and donate it to Habitat for Humanity, and it helps people in need. So it's a great project.
It is. It is. And how many times do we just throw away jeans that are worn, so you don't want to give them away to other people to wear because they may be torn in places where nobody can wear them anymore? But this is a great way to put that denim to use.
That's a great way to put it, Laura. Take that denim, keep it out of the landfills. And right now we've diverted almost 600 tons of denim from landfills and turned it into ultra-touch insulation. So it's been a great project.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you something. You know, I know cotton's a real versatile fiber and everything, but in this particular project, I mean, it has to be denim, yes?
I mean, yes, for this insulation, yes. it's denim.
I mean, it can't just be cotton, period. It's got to be denim.
Yeah, it needs to be denim, and they take off all of the hardware, all of the zippers, rivets, the decorations. They chop it up, and then they treat it so it has a fire-retardant property. But it makes a great insulation, and unlike fiberglass, you know, there's no itch or scratch to it. So it's very comfortable and very high insulation values.
Good. Hey, I just had a question. I know a lot of the jeans today, you know, they're like 99% cotton or something like that. I saw some, and they're like 1% spandex. Is that like, or you know, is this a bad deal? Like if you get a 1% spandex thing, it needs to be 100% cotton, right?
Well, we always prefer 100% cotton, but as you mentioned, stretch is important to people now. So we're seeing lots of spandex.
Tom's mind's racing right now.
Well, Tom's busy thinking about the lunch special, and I'm wanting to go to lunch with him. So.
Well, here's the thing.
We're all going to be at Catalina's today.
Yeah, the thing is you know, you're right. I mean, America's got probably, on average, per capita, the biggest people. I mean, we're heavyweight people. So, you know, there's a lot of muffin tops rolling around out there.
Laura's getting offended over there.
Hey, what's his wee business?
But anyway, I get it. But so if somebody has like jeans that may have some of that stuff in it, there are those prohibited or bring
no,
them on?
No, those would be fine. Just bring them on down. We've got a really neat deal going on during the show. For every pair of jeans that you bring down, you get one entry into a drawing. And the lucky winner will get a $250 Cabela's gift card.
Oh, nice.
So it's a pretty good way to get rid of that stuff in your closet that you don't wear anymore and have a chance at getting some new Cabela's with the new Cabela's store.
Fathers all across the South Plains are racing into their children's closets as we speak.
We did this in Memphis at the Memphis Farm and Gin Show, and it was a big success, so we decided to bring it to Lubbock, to the Jenner's Show.
Yeah. Where are all the distribution locations or where we can drop off things?
Well, you can go to Blue Jeans Go Green and either download a mailing label and mail them in yourself, or you can go to Blue Jeans Go Green and find out where your nearest location to drop off is.
Okay.
So if you download the label, is it like a free ship thing?
No. Unfortunately, you do have to pay for it to get there. But it is a call to action. We're asking consumers to take it upon themselves, if they mail it, to mail it themselves. Or if they bring it to the Gen Show, we'll mail it for you.
That'd be awesome.
How many pairs of jeans do you think it takes to provide insulation for one house?
Well, I don't know exactly, but 1 million pieces of denim can provide over 2 million square feet of insulation.
Oh, wow. So okay.
That's pretty good.
So we could mathematically break that down and have the answer to that question.
Let me know the answer to that.
Yeah,
Laura.
Okay.
I'll be glad to tell you that. Somewhere between 500 and 1,000 pair of jeans.
Wow.
Depending on the size of the house.
Yeah.
And I guess the size of the jean, too. So.
Yeah. Speaking
some,
of
there's
stretch.
Some variables. There's some variables there.
Yeah.
All wow. right. So,
so
you got,
we really need a lot of jeans for this project.
Well, we did this project with a NASCAR promotion in Phoenix at the Nationwide race. And it was the Blue Jeans Go Green 200. And they collected somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 pair of jeans.
Wow.
So the NASCAR fans dropped their jeans for a good cause.
So to speak.
Hey, where exactly are you guys going to be located in the convention floor? And what's going to be going on there today?
We're in the main exhibit hall. It's where our booth is located, booth 39 and 40. You can't miss us. If you come in the big hall, we're right there as you come in, and you'll see our booth and see our mannequin there with his jeans getting ready to be donated. A lot of fun things going on around there. That's all of the new cotton ginning technology, people that supply things to the cotton gins. This is the largest cotton gin machinery trade show in the world. So we're very fortunate to have this here in Lubbock. Look forward to it every year.
Yeah, this really is big business.
Mm-hmm.
Big business. Excuse me. I also wanted to ask you, as far as the cotton board, a lot of people sit there and they say, okay, you know, Plains Cotton Growers, PCCA, we talked about that. But the common man, a lot of people go, okay, the cotton board. Yeah, these are cotton guys. Those are cotton. Just exactly what in the heck does the cotton board do?
The cotton board is the collection arm for the cotton checkoff. We collect the per bale assessment on cotton that funds Cotton Incorporated, the company that has given us for years and years the fabric of our lives. And they implement the cotton checkoff program on cotton's behalf. So they increase the demand for and profitability of cotton through a variety of programs, both research and promotion.
I noticed both of you guys are wearing the logo on your shirt. That's the same little logo that kind of draws up on the television screen.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right.
You know,
that,
we've
that
seen
little logo has about an 80% identification rating.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Somewhere around McDonald's and General Motors. So wow. we're very proud of that.
Well, being communications guys, I mean, creating identity, it's a big deal. To achieve that.
Everyone wants a brand, and you got to work hard to protect that brand. That's right.
So do you have people come from all over the world to this Jenner's convention?
Yes, they really do, from all around the cotton-producing countries. There's like 77 countries around the world that produce cotton, mm-hmm. and there's no telling who will show up within the next 2 days here in Lubbock to see what's going on.
Well, interesting.
You know, who's the lady that we talked to at AgriLife Research? The lady that got the Golden Hoe Award. Remember her?
Oh, yes. Dr.
Jane Deaver. Uh-huh. Dr. Jane Deaver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are people that probably, you know, on Israeli radio stations that are sitting there saying, where are these people coming from? Well, you know, there's a lady that won the Golden Hoe Award. That's what they're saying
that's
over there.
H-O-E.
Thank you for that, Laura.
Now, see, you instantaneously... Flush me.
I'm just clearing it up in case somebody said, what did he say?
You had to clarify the gene spelling.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're just in trend.
The hoe thing? Yeah.
There was a physical, I've actually, not only have I seen the Golden Hoe Award, I have held it in my hand. Laura and I went on a tour.
Yes, we did.
And
quite an honor.
At AgriLife Research. And no, but it's a the Golden Hoe Award is a huge
deal. It is a big deal.
Award is a huge
she
deal.
She is very instrumental in research in this area.
We are so fortunate to have her here in mm-hmm. Lubbock. She was in private industry and now is working with
AgriLife. Oh, man, she's a jet setter. She's all over the world, isn't she?
This summer, Cotton Incorporated sponsored a cotton breeders tour, and we had like 150 to 200 people from all over the world here for cotton breeding stuff. She's a big part of going on in that.
Yes, she is. Hey, Dr. Jane Deaver.
Yeah, see you guys at the Jenner's Convention. That would be the boys from the Cotton Board. Now there are women there, too. Mm-hmm. But that's Bob Stanley, Lubbock, Texas. Charles, a.k.a. Brad Robb from the Memphis office. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us, Tom and Long.
Nice visiting with y'all.